弟兄姐妹们平安。今天正道经文在列王记上19章1到18节。亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，耶和华，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说，起来吃吧。他观看，见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说，起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中，地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华对他说，你回去，从旷野往大马士革去，到了那里，就要高哈薛做亚兰王，又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米阿拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀，但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。感谢神的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 18. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that one of them. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Bathsheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a burned bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, Get up and eat. So he looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, Go out and stand on the mountains in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore through the mountain, tore the mountains apart, and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram, and anoint Jehu son of Nimshi over king over Israel. And anoint Elisha son of Shaphat over Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death anyone who escaped the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death anyone who escapes the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him.
Shalom.
Shalom, everyone.
咱们北城教会在这个地方聚会已经两年半。We've
been meeting at this church for already 2.5 years.
在这两年半的过程里边，我们经历了不少的风风雨雨。In
these 2.5 years, we've gone through a lot of storms and thunders.
不知道现在我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹的心里边，现在是一个什么样的状况？
Don't know how everyone's hearts are at this very moment.
那么在过去的一段时间里面,
In this past time,
虽然两年半不算太长,
Although 2.5 years isn't very long,
不算太长啊,
But a lot of things happened in this time.
所以有一些人来了,
Some people came,
有一些人走了,
and some people left.
那么有一些人, 可能现在心里边正在充满着各种的挣扎,
and some people may have a lot of conflict in their hearts.
那么今天我们要宣讲的主题,
today's main topic for today,
七千分之一,
is 1 in 7,000.
七千分之一, 我不知道大家拿了这个周报看到, 七千分之一什么意思呢?
I don't know if everyone held the weekly bulletin and asked, what does 1 in 7,000 mean?
这个, 在刚才, 弟兄读的经文里面,
in the scripture just read by our brothers,
是我们看到了就是在以利亚的年代,
shows us that in the time of Elijah,
出现了很严重的问题,
there was major problems.
那么这个, 当时以利亚也非常的灰心,
at the time Elijah was also very down.
所以他那个时候就说, 上帝啊, 以色列相信你的人没有了，就剩我一个了。
At that time, Elijah said to God that there was only one who believes in you, and that's me.
上帝说没有，我还留下七千人。
God said there isn't. There are still 7,000 left.
那么在这七千人里边有一个人非常重要。
And in this 7,000, there's one very important person.
那么这个人就是以利沙。
And that person is Elisha.
那么以利沙就成了接续。 以利亚来在那个时代继续神的工作的人，
and Elisha was the one to keep doing God's work after Elijah.
所以在那个混乱的年代里面，
and in that messy era of time,
看起来好像没有希望了，
it looks like there is no hope.
其实神的工作还在继续，
But God's work is still being worked.
神还为自己留下 一批向他忠心的人。
And God still left a bunch of people who are still following him.
这个 faithful to him.
Yeah, that's still faithful to him.
那么这个时候，我们就看到了伊丽莎，神始终在看他。
And then we see that God is still watching Elisha.
那么最后，神告诉伊利亚说，让他来接续你的工作。
And God told Elijah to go to Elisha to follow on his work.
那么今天这个情况是不是也是我们的情况呢
？And is this still our time today?
那么今天表面上看起来，我们的感受里面是不是社会、教会都有很多的混乱呢
？And in our hearts, do we see that the society and our church are all very messy?
你心目当中，你心里边现在什么状况
？How is your heart right now?
你会不会是那七千分之一像伊丽莎那样可以神拣选你继续工作的那个人呢
？Will you be like Elisha, be the one in 7,000 to continue God's work?
在今天的经文里面，我们可以看到有当时的几个状况。
In today's Bible reading, we see the some circumstances in that time.
第一个问题，我们在今天的经文里边看到，以利亚当时的情况已经非常低落了。
In the Bible, we see that in the time of Elijah, it was already very messy and low.
他，我相信不仅仅是以利亚一个人的低落。
We know that it's not only Elijah that is in a low.
那么我相信很多那个时候真正敬畏上帝的人都变成非常低落的状况。
And it's obvious that everyone who is following God at that time are in a low.
这个那个是以色列人，是神自己的选民。
These people are the Israelites, the chosen people from God.
我们通常有这样的一个看法。
We often have this point of view.
就是说，神的子民一定都是好的。
That everyone who follows God is definitely good.
有些人来到教会也是抱着这样的心态走进教会来的。
And some people who come to church often have this attitude.
有很多人刚刚来到我们教会的时候。
Lots of people who first come to our church.
他说：“哇，这个教会真好。”
They say, "Wow, this church is really great."
这个你们的人之间的关系也很好。
The relationship between the brothers and sisters are also very great.
这个大家都很有热心。
Everyone is very, very.
很有爱心。
Yeah, very has a lot of love for each other.
这个当我听了这个话的时候，我就有点害怕。
When I heard this, I was a bit scared.
因为这不是客观事实。
Because this isn't the objective truth.
因为如果你在这里多稍微多待久一点点的时候，你就发现了这里边的真实的状况。
If you stay here a little bit longer, you know the truth behind everything.
那么一旦你发现了真实状况的时候，你就开始低潮了。
And once you find the truth, you begin to go in a low.
后来就是说，哎呀，教会和社会上也差不太多嘛。
And then you begin to think that the church and the society is about the same.
甚至有些人说，这教会还不如社会上。
And some may even say the society is better than the church.
所以这个就开始产生混乱。
And this creates a lot of mess.
然后呢，有些人就选择，嗨，我换个教会吧。
And so some people choose to change churches.
一开始到了那个教会的时候，也觉得很好。
Yeah, and then when they go to a new church, they feel like it's very good as well.
这个比那个教会强多了。
It's better than the other church.
过了几年以后呢？
After a few years,
就发现哇，这个教会也不怎么样。
And I see that that church is also not very.
然后继续的换教会。
And then change again.
你就发现，在今天的教会里面
，And then you see in today's church,
就有这个游走族。
And there's the people that move around in churches.
在各个教会里边游走。
They jump around from church to church.
其实你发现在这个世界上，你永远找不到一个你理想的教会。
And you'll see that in society today, you will never find the perfect church.
这是为什么呢
？And why is this so?
在这里我们先说明这个问题。
Let's first point out this problem.
我们相信的是那一位创造天地万物的上帝。
We believe in the God who created the universe.
所以我们来教会干什么呢
？So why do we come to church?
来认识他。
To know him.
我们每个人都是这样。
Everyone here is like this.
可是我们进到教会来的时候
，Except when we come to church.
我们就是从世界走进教会的嘛。
We come from society into the church.
所以我们必然把世界的东西带进了教会。
And so we bring stuff from the society into the church.
所以你来教会之前的时候，你一定不完美。
So when you come to the church, before you came to the church, you were definitely imperfect.
那么我来教会的时候，其实我也不完美。
So when I first came to the church, I was also imperfect.
每一个人进到教会的时候， 都不完美。
Everyone who came to the church was imperfect.
那么我们进到这个教会来以后，我们就立刻完美了吗？
Are we instantly perfect once we come to the church?
没有。
No.
那么一个不完美的一些人组成的这个教会是一个完美的教会吗？
Then those who are imperfect who make this church, will this church be perfect?
所以教会的不完美，
So the imperfect church
是因为人的不完美，
is because each person is imperfect.
但是人的不完美并不影响神的完美。
But people's imperfectness will not influence God's perfection.
这个，但是我们心里边会有一种的想法。
But there will be a thought in our hearts.
那么这个完美的上帝，他的工作怎么会是这样的不完美呢？
The perfect God, how can his works be so imperfect?
所以人的心里边就开始产生一种因着教会的不完美而对神的不完美的怀疑。
So because of the imperfect in the church, we'll begin to think that God is also imperfect.
那么当时大概以利亚就出现了这个样的状况。
And so in the time of Elijah, Elijah may have thought these same things.
刚才我们在查经班的时候，提过这个概念。
Before in Bible study, we brought up this topic.
这样的一个 concept.
This concept.
这样一个概念啊，就是说道德的败坏是一个结果。
How the falling of morals is a result.
那么这个导致这个结果的原因是在信仰上的错误。
The reason for this falling down of morals is because of our spirituality.
所以这个信仰上的你的 faith 的 target 先错掉了以后，它必然会导致你在行为上的错误。
Yeah. So when your faith is in the wrong place, it will influence your wrong actions.
所以在这个以利亚的年代，
So in the time of Elijah,
他们首先在信仰的对象上错了。
So their faith was wrong.
然后他们的行为必然导致很严重的错误。
So their actions were of course wrong.
那么当这个先知以利亚看到那个光景的时候，
So when Elijah saw this situation,
他心里边非常的难过。
His heart was saddened.
他就在上帝面前有一个很特别的祷告。
And he prayed in front of God.
他说：“上帝啊，求你给我一个机会。”
He prayed God to say, "Please give me a chance."
让我在以色列人当中去做见证。
To be a testimony for you in front of the Israelites.
让以色列人知道谁是真实的上帝。
So the Israelites know who is the real God.
所以这个以利亚这个名字，
This name Elijah.
可能不是一个真实的名字。
Probably isn't a real name.
这个名字的意思是耶和华是神。
This name, the name's meaning is, Yahweh is God.
所以很少有人起这样的名字的，对吗？
So not many people have this name.
有可能这个就是就是因为他是这样的一位先知，所以就把他有这样的一个绰号给他，好像一个 nickname 这样给他的。
Yeah, because of his because of how he is as a prophet, they might have given him this nickname.
所以这个以利亚他就做一个祷告了。
So Elijah made this prayer.
他说：“求你给我这样一个机会。”
He said, "God, please give me this chance."
叫天不下雨。
So the sky will not rain.
然后让以色列人生活到这个极其困难的时候。
So the Israelites will go through a severe famine.
然后等到他们实在活不下去了。
And when they can't live anymore.
然后叫拜假神、拜偶像的那些先知出来祷告。
And let the prophets who worship Baals come and pray.
然后让我也出来祷告。
And let him to also go out and pray.
然后那个时候，你向以色列人做见证说，你才是上帝。
And then you will show the testimony that you are God.
不得了。
This is amazing.
这个以利亚真的这样祷告了。
Elijah really made this prayer.
也真的这样宣告。
And this did happen.
他宣告了，他说：“如果我不祷告，以色列就不下雨。”
He announced that if he doesn't pray, Israelite will see no rain.
结果真的不下雨。
And it really didn't rain.
一个月不下雨。
It didn't rain for a month.
半年不下雨。
Six months didn't rain.
一年不下雨。
A year it didn't rain.
哇，一年不下雨是个什么概念？
Yeah, what will happen if it doesn't rain for a year?
两年还不下雨。
Two years and it still doesn't rain.
三年还不下雨。
Three years and it still doesn't rain.
这时候不单单是这个庄稼出了问题了，
yeah,
这个农民出了问题了。
Yeah, not only will there be problems with the crops.
整个国家都出了问题了。
The whole country will have problems.
主耶稣说，那个年代这个以色列的寡妇很多。
God said that in that time there were a lot of widows.
这个 那个时候女人都在家里。
That time, women were all in the house.
男人都在外面。
The men will be outside.
所以男人需要更多的粮食。
And so men need more food.
女人一点点就够了。
Yeah, women only need to eat a little bit.
所以可怜的男人都死掉了。
So all the men died.
这个，所以可见那个时候非常非常的严重。
So in that time was very, very severe.
严重到一个地步，连这个亚哈这个王他自己都要出去找水了。
In that time was so severe that the king Ahab himself had to go out and find water.
所以整个以色列人都在恨这个以利亚。
So everyone in Israel hated Elijah.
因为他祷告所以不下雨吗？
Yeah, because he doesn't pray so it doesn't rain.
结果过了整整三年零六个月。
So after 3 years and 6 months.
上帝说时间到了。
God said it is time.
所以就差以利亚回去这个去见亚哈。
So he brought Elijah back to meet Ahab.
然后亚哈就见到以利亚了。
And Ahab met Elijah.
然后他见到以利亚的时候就指责以利亚一句话。
And so when he met Elijah, he criticized him.
然后就说是以色列遭了这么大灾难的就是你吗？
Is that you have resulted in this great crisis in Israel.
所以很多人只看表面而不看里边真实的原因。
And so lots of people only look at the surface and not the real reason.
那时候不单单是亚哈王有这种看法，可能很多以色列人也有这种看法的。
At that time, it might not only be King Ahab who has this point of view, but a lot of people in Israel.
现在在澳洲就有很多人有他们这种看法。
And now in Australia, a lot of people have the same ideas.
所以他们觉得基督徒在这里就捣乱。
They say a lot of Christians are just here to make a mess.
所以这个提出来什么奇奇怪怪的理论。
They always come out with weird theories.
就像我们提到说同性恋是不可以的。
Now we say that homosexuals are not okay.
他们你们这基督徒简直是岂有此理。
And they say that our Christians are ridiculous.
这个社会产生这么大的问题就是你们有问题。
And that the society has so many problems because of you.
现在学校里边搞一个 safety school program.
And now schools have this program called the safety school program.
什么叫 safety school?
What is a safety school?
Safety school 就是说坏的事情在学校里边不能不安全。
Yeah, so now the bad things in the school can be also protected.
所以让谁在学校里边 safe?
So who in the school is safe?
不是让好的在那里 safe.
Not the good people are safe.
是让那个不好的在那里 safe.
But those who are bad are safe.
所以如果有一天
So if someday
我们的社会上的警察
Our police and society
他专门保护什么呢？
They will go out and protect.
如果谁在那里抢东西
If people are robbing someone
他就拿出枪来在那里保护他们。
They will get out their gun and protect the robber.
说谁也不能去管他们。
That no one can persecute the robber.
让那个偷的东西要安全。
The person who is robbing to be safe.
就到了这种情况。
It'll be like this.
Safety school 的本质就是这样。
The safety school idea is just.
说谁在学校里边是坏蛋。
So who in the school is bad?
不能歧视他。
You can't criticize him.
要保护他。
You need to protect him.
要叫他在学校里边要绝对的安全。
They need to be safe in the school.
谁攻击坏的？
Who persecutes those who are bad?
所以谁就不安全。
Who is not safe?
你发现这个 safety school 本质上是不 safety 的。
That the safety school program is not safe.
那么当时的以色列人也出于这种状况。
And that the Israelites at that time also had this problem.
谁拜假神？
Whoever worshipped the fake god.
哇，百姓欢迎。
Everyone would celebrate.
谁拜真神？
Whoever worshipped the true god.
从君王到百姓都讨厌他们。
They would hate them.
为什么他们会有这种的选择呢？
Why would it be like this?
小心弟兄姊妹。
Be careful, brothers and sisters.
因为人里边有一种不愿意被管束的那一个本质。
Because people all have the innate thing to not want to be controlled.
那么就是我们所说的这个悖逆，这个 rebel 的这个 rebellion 是一种本质在人的里面。
Yeah, everyone has an innate rebellion heart.
因为你要相信真实的上帝。
Because when you believe in the true God,
你就必须要顺从他。
You need to follow him.
因为他是上帝，你不是吗？
Because he is God and you are not God.
所以他的真理你就必须听从。
So you must follow his truth.
这个你拜偶像呢
When you worship idols,
偶像没有真理
idols don't have truth.
所以你到庙里边去拜的时候
So when you go to the temple to pray to them
你去拜那个佛拜那个 Buddha 的时候
to pray to Buddha
然后你不会说 Buddha 这个佛啊请你告诉我你的真理我好听从你
Yeah, you never say to the Buddha that Oh, please tell me your truth so I can follow you
有没有
Did you?
从来没有
Never.
你到那里去，你就烧烛香以后，求你满足我这个这个这个的要求。
When you go there and you pray to him, you pray to say, God, can you please fulfill this need that I want?
所以不是他是神，是你是神。
He's not his God, but you are God.
所以这是人性的本质。
This is the innate nature of people.
所以在那个时候，以色列人这样。
So in that time, Israelites were also like that.
今天我们的社会。也是这样。
Today's society is also like.
那么这种东西当然就进到教会里边来。
So these things obviously also come into the church.
可当年这种东西在神的子民在以色列人当中是一样的。
And it is the same as back then the time of Israelites.
那么这种事情呢，就使得拜偶像就这个很亨通。
Yeah, so it's very common to worship idols.
那么这位拜真神带领大家要归向真神的这个就变得很孤单。
Yeah, so those who follow the true God become very lonely.
但是当我们走错误信仰道路的时候
But when we go and follow the wrong faith,
这个社会就出问题了。
The society will have many problems.
神的子民也是一样的。
God's people are the same.
教会也是一样。
Church is also the same.
那么这个时候先知们已经看到这个问题。
So in that time, the prophets already saw this problem.
所以要归正他们的信仰。
So they tried to correct their faith.
付出惨重的代价。
They give out very big sacrifices.
这个当年以利亚做了见证了。
At that time, Elijah showed a testimony.
在加密山的山顶。
On the top of Mount
Carmel.然后拜巴利的先知在那里祷告
Those who worship Baal prayed there
这没有现象发生
But nothing happened
最后以利亚祷告
At the end Elijah prayed
神就降下火来把那个祭物就烧了
So God brought down fire and burnt the altar
那么那时候以色列人才知道哦耶和华是真实的上帝
And at that time the Israelites knew that GodThe Lord Yahweh is the real God.
而且那个时候大家都匍匐在地面来说耶和华是神耶和华是神。
And everyone bowed down to say that the Lord is Lord.
那么当他们喊耶和华是神的时候
And when they shouted that,
其实他们就在喊以利亚以利亚。
At that time, they were just shouting Elijah, Elijah.
这个就好像是叫他的名字。
Like they were saying his name.
其实他的名字就是耶和华是神的意思。
But his name means that Yahweh is God.
那么这个时候先知高不高兴啊
？But is this at this time would the prophets be happy?
高不高兴？当然高兴了。
Of course they'll be happy.
哇，以利亚觉得终于见证做出来了。
And so Elijah felt finally his testimony was shown.
信仰的归正是我们蒙福道路的开始。
Yeah, the correct change of faith is when their blessings start to come.
所以以利亚充满着信心。
So Elijah was filled with trust.
这个充满了信心啊，这个 very confident.
Very confident. Very confident.
这个，然后他就跑到这个当时的王宫的外面，要听好消息了。
And he ran in front of the palace to hear the good news.
因为那个时候天已经下了大雨。
Because at that time the sky already started to rain.
所以以色列又要开始天下雨，象征着咱们中国说吉祥的开始。我不知道吉祥应该怎么翻译。
So at that time when it starts to rain, the society becomes to flourish.
可是呢，他听到的消息是什么呢？
But what news did he hear?
就是，耶洗别说，我如果明天不在这个时候，我杀了你的头，愿上帝来惩罚我。
Queen Jezebel said that the gods may the gods deal with me ever be so silly if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like one of those.
以利亚一看，糟糕了。
Elijah saw this and thought, oh no.
还有什么其他的办法吗？
What other ideas can there be?
这个以色列都三年零六个月不下雨，都做了这么大的见证了，结果是这样的。
There already a great testimony was shown when it didn't rain for 3.5 years and suddenly it rained.
所以以利亚那个时候灰心了。
So at that time Elijah's heart was shaken.
这个我觉得人的生命里边这个灰心，我不知道英文应该怎么说啊。这个 disappointed， 这个失望。灰心是最可怕的一件事。
Yeah, I think in a person's life to be disappointed or shaken is the worst thing.
灰心有很多原因。
There are a lot of reasons for this.
有的是正确的原因，有的是错误的原因。
Sometimes it's the right reason, sometimes it's the wrong reason.
但是基本上 都是错误的原因。
But most of the time, it's the wrong reason.
这个，因为神还是在那里吗
？Because God is still there.
我们唱一首歌叫做《云上太阳》。
We sing this song called The Sun Above the Moon, The Sun Above the Clouds.
这个下边在下雨，其实太阳没有变。
So、it's raining below the clouds, but above the clouds, the sun is still there.
这个虽然这个教会或者神的子民出现很多问题
，although there are a lot of problems in the church and amongst the brothers and sisters，
可是神并没有变
，but God is unchanging.
他仍然是值得你信靠的
，but He is always able to be trusted.
可是有些时候人灰心了
，but sometimes people's hearts are shaken.
像以利亚这么伟大的先知
，like Elijah, this great prophet。
他也灰心了
His heart was also shaken.
他灰心到一个地步甚至不愿意活下去了
He was shaken to the point where he didn't want to live anymore.
那么你对教会灰心吗
Do you have this attitude towards the church?
你对自己的信仰灰心吗
Do you have this attitude towards your own faith?
因为你看到了这个混乱
Because you see this mess.
也许你为这个混乱付出过很大的代价
And you may have sacrificed a lot because of this mess.
可是没有结果
But there are no results.
当时以利亚就有一件事
And in that time, Elijah testified.
他说：“上帝，让我死吧。”
God, he said, "God, please let me die."
这个我们知道，以利亚是旧约代表的两个人之一。
We know that Elijah is one of the two representatives of the Old Testament.
另外一个人谁
？Who's the other one?
啊？另外一个人谁？哎，摩西。啊，摩西代表律法。
Moses represents the law.
这个以利亚代表先知。
Elijah represents the prophets.
这个为什么我们知道这两个人代表旧约呢
？Why do we know that these two people represent the Old Testament?
因为主耶稣在登山变相的时候向耶稣显现的就这两个人。
Because those
就是在那个Transfiguration 在那个山顶上，耶稣登山变相的时候，向 appears to the Lord。就是 these two people.
Yeah, the Lord appeared to these two people.
那么，摩西也曾经求过死。
Moses once also asked to die.
这个神啊，你拿去我的性命，不要叫我看见这个苦情。
He said, "Take away my life, so I don't see these hardships."
所以他说，这个就是人在那个时候他灰心了，就失望了。
At this time, their hearts were disappointed and shaken.
这时候，以利亚。他真的是想要死了。
At that time, Elijah really wanted to die.
这个，因为他从别示巴这个地方啊，再往南走一天的路程。
Because he walked a day away, a day south from Beersheba.
这个咱们去过以色列的都知道。
Those who went to Israel will know.
上次我们去的时候，导游一直给我们讲一句话。
Last time when we went, the tour guide.Kept saying to us.
我们大概在以色列60%的时间都在旷野里头。
60% of the time we were in Israel, we were in the desert.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
那个地方是非常难以生存的。
That place is very hard to survive in the wilderness.
这个如果那个时候以利亚往南走一天的路程
，If he walked south for one day.
他绝对回不来的。
He wouldn't be able to go back.
而且他没有带吃的。
He didn't bring any food.
其实他就是准备自杀的。
So he was prepared to suicide.
这个那个时候呢，神差遣一个天使就给他送东西吃。
And that time God sent an angel to bring him food.
然后他就吃了。
And he ate.
看来他还是不想死。
So he still didn't want to die.
吃完了以后就睡觉。
And after he ate, he slept.
然后再吃。
And then ate again.
再睡觉。
And slept again.
结果以至于他吃了很多的食物。
To him, eat a lot of food.
我说以利亚做先知的人不单单是要能讲话。
So Elijah as a prophet can't only be very good at speaking.
还得要像骆驼一样的这个生命的这个机体的力量。
Must also be like a camel to have a very strong life.
吃40天，吃了饭以后走40天的路。
To eat food and then walk for 40 days.
那么表面上看来这个情况不行了。
On the surface, it seems like that there's no hope.
神的工作，神真的没有希望了吗
？And that for God's work, is there really no hope?
没有，神的工作还会继续下去。
No, God's work will continue.
所以以利亚到了这个何烈山的时候
，So when Elijah
到了神的山
went to God's mountain.
这个他住在一个洞里面。
He lived in a cave.
他在那里边干什么呢？
What did he do in that cave?
所以神就问他说：“你在这干什么？”
God said, "What are you doing?"
他说：“我在为上帝大发热心。”
He said, "I'm very zealous for God."
这个大发热心是干什么？
What is it zealous for?
你想象以利亚可能在那干嘛？
What is Elijah doing there?
大发热心。
Is he being zealous?
他在那祷告。
Is he praying?
他在那赞美上帝，在那唱诗。
Singing praises to him.
他在那里研究律法。
He is studying the law.
不知道他在那干什么。
Don't know what he's doing.
反正总之他在那里还大发热心。
But when he's there, he's still zealous for the Lord Almighty.
这个上帝说好，这个我要从你那里经过。
And God said, "Good, I will pass by you."
然后这个有大风、烈风从那里刮过。
And there were great winds tore the mountains apart.
崩山碎石，哗，大风过去。
There were great winds.
然后，这个圣经说神不在那里。
And the Bible said God was not there.
然后地震。
And there was a great earthquake.
神说神不在那里。
And the Lord was not in the earth.
然后大火下来。
And there was a great fire.
神说神不在那里。
And it said God was not in the
earth. 然后这一切都过去了。
And after this all passed.
然后有一个微小的声音。
There was a small voice.
神告诉他。
God told him.
说你不想做了，对吗
？He said, "Do you not want to do this anymore?"
Okay, 你可以休息了。
You can go rest.
但是你休息也不等于神的工作要结束。
But if you rest doesn't mean that God's work is stopped.
所以神继续他的工作往前走。
So、God continued his work.
这里我们要讲一下为什么是微小的声音。
We must talk. Why did God come in a gentle whisper?
神让我们在内心里面要安静下来，才能够明白他的旨意如何。
God tells us that in our hearts we must quieten down to understand His will.
如果你只看表面的那些现象
，If you only look at the surface things,
神往往不在那些表面的现象。
God is not in the surface.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
当我们在看到一个混乱的现象的时候
so when we see a messy situation,
最重要的事情不是你在评论你看这个问题你看那个问题你看那个问题
The most important thing isn't to criticize this and that.
最重要的是干什么
What is the most important thing?
能够安静下你的心来能够听到他的微小的声音
to quieten down your heart and to listen to God's gentle whisper.
只有当我们有这样的一个安静下来的心在这样混乱的状况里边还能听到他微小声音的时候
Only after, amongst all the mess, that you can quieten your heart and listen to his gentle whisper.
神伟大的工作才能透过这样的人继续下去
Only can God's work be worked through these types of people.
然后神吩咐以利亚去做三件事。
God asked Elijah to do three things.
这个都是给他们去受膏的。叫 anointed.
Go to anoint people.
Yeah. 那么两个君王，一个先知。
Two kings and one prophet.
一个是哈薛这一个。亚兰王也就是今天叙利亚的王
One of is King Hazael
Yeah 这个那个就是今天叙利亚就是在以色列北面的这一个
Now it's a Syrian country
到 Damascus 到大马士革去膏他
To go anoint him in Damascus
然后第二个呢就是膏这个耶户做以色列的王
Next is to make Jehu the king
所以这个时候神要借着这两个王从政治上要来更正以色列人的信仰。
So God will use these two kings to fix the politics in Israel.
然后这个高这个约沙法不是约沙法，这个以利沙来做先知接续以利亚。
And to anoint Elisha to be the next prophet after Elijah.
这个神在告诉以利亚的时候说。
When God was telling Elijah,
这个因为以利亚当时他在山洞里边来回答神的话语的话的时候，他也这样对神说了。
Yeah, because Elijah also replied to God like this, in the caves.
他说这个以色列人背叛你了。
He said that the Israelites rebelled against you.
这个毁坏了。
Broken down your altars.
这个你的祭坛，然后用刀杀了你的众先知。
And killed your prophets with the sword.
这个他说只剩下我一个了。
That there is only me who is left.
很多时候人会有这种想法。
People will often have this thought.
这个我也曾经有过这种想法。
I also had this thought.
以至于这种想法让弟兄姊妹也种下一个印象，说人家都错了，就你对。
Until everyone will think that everyone is wrong, but you are right.
我发现当我跟别人谈话的时候，不仅仅有我这种想法。
But when I talk to other people, I don't only have this thought.
很多人在这种混乱环境当中的时候
，And there are a lot of people in circumstances of mess.
常常就是看不见希望。
A lot of people won't see hope.
Yeah, 就是这些人都完蛋，就我还可以。
Everyone else is destroyed. Only me who's okay.
这个其实客观事实不是这样。
But the objective truth is not like this.
这个在以利亚的时代呢？
In the time of Elijah,
就有很多人，没有，虽然他不是在表面上为主去站起来讲话的，可是他们哪怕是埋在下面，但是他们对神的心仍然没有改变。
Yeah, they may not come up to the surface to represent God and speak out for Him, but under they are still following God.
这个当时亚哈王手下的一个。一个大臣
At that time,
叫管家
a great official under the King Ahab.
他就是一个敬畏上帝的人。
He was one who is following God.
然后他就保护了100个耶和华的先知。
And he protected 100 of God's prophets.
然后把他们分藏在山洞里边。
And he hid them in the caves.
然后就给他们按时候送食物吃。
And when it's time, he would go and feed them.
所以以利亚不知道
But Elijah doesn't know this.
那么另外就是我们说以利沙这个人
And another we'll talk about Elisha.
那么当以利亚去膏以利沙的时候
And when Elijah went to anoint Elisha, Elijah went to anoint Elisha.
这个以利沙在那里干什么呢
What was Elisha doing?
他在那里耕地
He was working the crops.
这个说在他前边啊有十二对的牛
that in front of him there were 12 yoke of oxen.
那么你知道那个时候亚哈这个王啊，他都自己需要去找水了。
At that time, even the king Ahab himself had to go out and find water.
那么他找水干什么呢
？Why did he find water?
这是为了让他这个王宫里边的这些牲畜不至于都渴死。
So that everyone inside the palace might not be thirst to death.
那些牲畜，那些牛啊，那些马啊，不至于都渴死了。
All the crops and all the poultry might not die.
Yeah. 所以这个时候，以利沙还有十二对牛。
But at that time, Elisha still had 12 yoke of oxen.
所以表示以利沙当时很有钱啊。
So it shows that Elisha is a person with great wealth.
这个不知道为什么啊，很多这些属灵的人。
I don't know why, but a lot of the holy people.
大部分都不大喜欢有钱的人。
Don't really like to have a lot of money.
因为有钱人通常都是叫人感觉到是爱世界的人。
Because people who have a lot of money seem to love the world.
所以他们通常都不属灵。
So they're often not holy.
所以这个以利亚呢，大概也是这种情况。
But Elijah is also kind of like this.
Yeah. 所以当他这个神要告诉他说，这个要去。这个高以利沙来做先知来接续他。
When God told Elijah to go anoint Elisha,
他觉得上帝你有没有搞错
？He thought that maybe God, did you get something wrong?
所以像以利沙这样的人怎么可能做先知呢
？How can someone like Elisha be a prophet?
所以像我这样的人可以做先知吗
？Like me, I can be a prophet.
他是一个爱世界的有钱人，他能做先知吗
？He is a wealthy person who loves the world. How can he be a prophet?
神不讲话，神说你只管去膏他。
God doesn't explain to him, just tells him to go anoint him.
所以后来以利亚之后听话，先知最重要的事不是你理解，而是你听话。
But Elijah still followed. The most important thing about a prophet is not to understand, but to follow.
所以上帝让你做什么，你就做什么。
When God tells you to do something, you do it.
所以以利亚就是这样的一个人。
Elijah is this type of person.
所以他就去这个到了以利沙那里。
And he went to where Elijah lives.
以利沙到了以利沙那里。所以这个他到那里以后他的反应非常非常的冷淡。
When he got there, his reaction was very cold.
所以他不觉得他可以这个是一个成为一个伟大的属灵领袖。
He didn't feel that Elisha can be a great prophet.
他只是去了把自己的外袍搭在以利沙的身上。
He just went there and pulled off his robe and put his robe on Elisha's shoulders.
这个是什么意思呢
?What does this mean?
咱们中国人从佛教里边有一句话。
Us Chinese people have a phrase from the Buddhist.
Yeah, 叫做继承衣钵。
It's called to inherit clothes.
Yeah, and 那个钵就是一个碗这个是化缘的碗，就是讨饭的碗这个然后给他一个袈裟就是表示说这个工作你继续了
To inherit someone's robes and their bowl of food represents to inherit their work.
这个衣他的衣裳袈裟是表示他的地位
His clothes represents his position.
然后这个钵是表示他要吃饭，他你要靠这个来养生了。
Yeah, his bowl represents the food that he eats and his necessities.
这个，所以就是你要专职的成为一个穿上这个衣服靠这个吃饭的人。
So you must become like the person to wear his clothes and to eat the food that he eats.
不是这个他吃的饭，是指的他要靠这个来生活。
That he must rely on this job to survive.
Yeah, 所以他就靠这个来吃饭的这个意思啊，给他这个衣钵。所以以利亚到那里去的时候，那没有给他钵，只给他一件衣服。
So when Elijah went to Elisha, he only gave him a robe.
表示让他继续他的工作了。
To show that Elisha must continue Elijah's work.
但是以利亚没有想到。
But Elijah didn't think.
以利沙做了一件事情。
That Elisha would do the next.
他就拿到这个以利亚的衣服以后
Once he got Elijah's robe,
他对以利亚说他说 你先等一等
He told Elijah to wait a moment
然后他就回去把他的赶的那一对牛杀了
He went back and killed all of his oxen
然后把他那个套牛的那些器具当柴烧把这个牛煮了
And he used the wood to look after his oxen and he burned it and then he cooked his oxen
然后他就把他的村庄里的邻舍都叫了来
and he invited all the people in his village
然后他就把这些肉给他们吃
and let them eat the meat from the oxen
然后他要做什么呢
and what did he say
他跟他们说再见
he said goodbye
所以以利沙不再耕地了
Elisha was no longer plowing the earth
现在从现在开始以利沙要成为先知了
and from now on Elisha will become a prophet
所以他非常非常的坚决
So he was very, very certain.
所以他就把他过去的人生结束。
So he cut off everything in his past life.
把他的财富都不要了。
And he sold all of his riches.
然后他就跟随以利亚来学习做先知。
And to follow Elijah to learn to be a prophet.
以利沙并没有直接就做了先知了。
Elisha wasn't immediately a prophet.
其实那个时候，后来很快以利亚就在以色列当中建立了先知的学校。
At that time, Elijah already made a school for prophets.
这个训练那些先知们。
To train up all the prophets.
唯有以利沙不是以利亚的正式学生。
And that Elisha at that time wasn't officially Elijah's student.
那么他在以利亚的身边做了一个中国人叫书童，我不知道英文叫什么。这个就是专门伺候老师的一个 servant。
He was a servant of the.
所以老师出门的时候，他在后边挑担子。
He was a secretary of the teacher.
Secretary, oh.
Secretary.
他是那秘书，他不是秘书，他是一个 slave, 家里边的一个 slave.
Slave. A follower slave.
这个老师骑马的时候，他在前面牵绳。
Yeah. When the teacher's on the horse, he'll be in the front.
他坐下的时候，他就把水倒在以利亚手上。
When he's sitting down, he'll pour the water to wash his hands.
换句话说。这个上帝叫咱们神学院说有一个学生要到你的学院去读书啊。
If now theology college said that there was a student that's going to your school.
后来神学院的院长看了这个学生。
And then the principal of the theology college looked at this student.
他说你不能当学生。
So you can't be a student.
所以你就在学院打杂吧。
And so you just clean up at the school.
所以他就变成一个学校里边做饭的时候他也去做，扫地的时候他去扫，反正总之就是这么一个、一个杂工。
So he becomes a worker in the school.
那么老师讲课的时候他只能从窗外听一听。
And so when the teacher is teaching, he can only listen from the outside.
可是他在这个老师的家里边也做杂。
But he also does works in the house of the teacher.
老师上课的时候他在听。
And when the teacher is teaching, he will listen.
老师回家的时候呢？
When the teacher goes home,
他就在看。
He will also watch.
这个叫做听其言而观其行。
This is called listening with your ears and watching with your eyes.
所以他从以利亚的这个身上学到的。
And so from Elijah, he learned.
就比一般的 先知学校的学生学得更加的实际。
And that he will learn a more realistic lesson compared to other students in the
school. 所以先知学校的学生叫做学生。
The students in the prophet school are called students.
那么他叫做门徒。
Then he is called a disciple.
所以他是真正被以利亚从生命当中影响的一个人。
So he has been influenced through life from Elijah.
那么等到以利亚 要走了。
And when Elijah had to leave,
以利沙其实从以利亚的身上学到了他要学到的那些的知识或者方法。
When Elijah left, Elisha already learnt all the knowledge and ways from Elijah.
神学毕业了。
Graduated from theology.
讲道也会讲了。
I can preach.
但是他一直跟着以利亚。
But he always followed Elijah.
到了最后，上帝要把以利亚要用旋风接走的时候。
To the very end, when God carried Elijah away.
所有的先知学校的学生。
Everyone in the, all the students in the prophet school.
都远远的看着。
Watched from afar.
这个还而且告诉这个以利沙。
And told Elisha.
他说这个老师你的老师今天要走了你知道吗
Yeah, that today your teacher is going to leave, do you know?
这表示什么呢
What does this represent?
表示这些先知学校的学生他们的确有先知的功能
That those, the student prophets also have the ability to be a prophet.
They truly they have the functioning of their prophet function, 对吧在他的生命里面有这个功能的。可是呢只有以利沙是紧紧的跟随以利亚的。
There's only Elisha who follows Elijah tightly.
那么最后以利亚说好了我现在要走了你跟着我这么久你到底想要什么
At the very end, Elijah told Elisha, you followed me for this long, what do you want?
以利亚要什么以利沙要什么
What does Elisha want?
他说感动以利亚的灵要加倍的感动我。
He said that the Holy Spirit thatworks in Elijah to work in Elisha more.
这件事情在那个时候伊丽莎就看出来真了不起。
And at that time you can see that Elisha is really great.
主耶稣训练过他的十二个门徒。
Jesus Christ discipled his 12 disciples.
那么最后这个主耶稣准备要这个复活升天之前的时候
And before Jesus went up to the heavens,
对门徒们说了一句非常有意思的话
He said a very interesting thing to his disciples.
他说不要离开耶路撒冷
He said, don't leave Jerusalem.
我们就读圣经的时候如果你只读到这儿我们会管得很奇怪
If you just read up to here, we find it very weird.
门徒已经训练好了
The apostles were already all trained up.
他们都亲眼见过主耶稣从死里复活了。
They all saw Jesus Christ himself raise up from the dead.
主耶稣也开他们的心灵把这个旧约圣经从头到了都给他们讲明白了。
He already explained the whole Old Testament to them.
主耶稣不是要叫他们去使万民做他的门徒吗
didn't he tell them to go out and make disciples?
可是为什么主说你不能去
But why did Jesus say to not go?
明显这里边还缺一样东西。
There is obvious that there is still something missing.
缺什么
What are they missing?
缺什么？缺圣灵的降临。
They are missing the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵要降在你们身上，你们才能得着能力，从耶路撒冷直到地极，成为神的见证人。
Only through the Holy Spirit will they be able to go and preach the gospel.
所以以利沙那个时候他就看明白了。
So at that time, Elijah saw.
一个真正能够侍奉上帝的人。
Because only those who can only truly obey God.
能够影响。周围的人的人
can influence people around them.
不仅仅需要知识和能力，不，这个知识和技能。
Can't only have knowledge and power.
Knowledge and technology 就是你的一些技术上的东西。
Knowledge and skills.
Skills, good. 不仅仅需要这个，更需要能力。
They must
need power.
Need more power.
所以这个能力从哪里来呢
Where will this power come from?
这一定是从圣灵来。
It can only come from the Holy Spirit.
所以那个时候，以利沙就看出了这个问题。
So Elisha saw this problem.
然后他就 向以利亚来求了。
And so he asked Elijah for this.
他说我不但有你那么多的圣灵。
I don't only want the amount of Holy Spirit that you have.
他说我要加倍的你的灵。
I want more than what you have.
为什么要加倍呢？
Why does he want more?
因为以利亚虽然你是我的师父，你做了很多工。
And although Elijah, you are my teacher and you've done a lot.
可是你并没有把事情完全做好。
But you didn't finish everything.
他说我要做比你更大的事。
I want to do more than what you have done.
所以这种心智很了不起。
So this attitude is very amazing.
那么结果真的神的灵加倍的感动了以利沙吗？
And so the Holy Spirit was truly given to Elijah.
后来我们真的看到以利沙做了比以利亚甚至于更长更大的事情。
And so we see that Elisha did greater and more things than Elijah.
这个神在他的子民当中使用这样的人来做成他的工作。
God used someone like Elisha to work amongst the people.
虽然以色列还是灭亡了。
Although Israel are still in destruction.
最后被亚述帝国灭亡了。
At the end, they were destroyed by the
这个the empire of Ashur.
Yeah.
被亚述把它消灭掉了。那么但是神的工作并没有因此而结束，神的工作还在继续往前走。
God's work wasn't stopped because of this. His work still continues.
所以直到我们的主耶稣基督降生的时候。
Until Jesus Christ comes back.
那么在这个继续往前走的过程里面。
And in this time when God's work still continues.
我们看到这个混乱仍然继续存在。
We see that mess will still continue to exist.
可是在那里边仍然有一批人是能够与神建立关系被神使用的。
But there will always be people who have a relationship with God and be used for God's work.
那么这些人就像以利沙一样。
These people are like Elisha.
这些人也许那些大的属灵领袖们没有看见他们。
Maybe the great leaders cannot see them.
但是神知道这些人在哪里。
But God knows who these people are.
任何一个爱神对神忠心的人。
Anyone who loves God and is faithful to him.
神永远不会把你放在那里，神没有看到你。
God will never put you aside and not see you.
到了时候神一定会使用这样的人。
When the time is right, God will use these types of people.
今天是主耶稣再来之前很近很近的时间了。
The time is close when Jesus is going to come again.
那么我们知道圣经的预言里边告诉我们社会会很混乱的。
We know that the Bible tells us that society will be in a mess.
那么教会也是一样会混乱的。
The church will also be the same.
这时候我们面对这些混乱的时候。
So when we face this mess,
我们预备了怎样的心呢？
What will our attitudes and our hearts be?
我们是顺从这个世界的潮流，跟他们一块儿去，跟他们去做他们一样的事情呢？
We follow the society and also be in the same situation as them.
还是我们能够像以利亚听见微小的声音？
Or we'll be like Elijah and listen to God's gentle whisper.
还是像以利沙，虽然自己在那里耕地，但是心里边想的是神的事情？
Or we'll be like Elijah when we're working the crops, we're still thinking and following God in our hearts.
我们可能成为这七千分之一吗？
Can we be the one in 7,000?
今天我们教会里面。
Today in our church.
谁是这七千人呢？
Who are the 7,000?
谁是无论在教会多么混乱的情况下，我们仍然能够坚持在神的面前，以他的真理为我们心里边这个所信仰的原则呢？
Who is able to stay faithful to God despite all the mess that is going around?
如果有。
If there are.
我相信一定有。
I believe there definitely are.
无论我们在那里做什么。
No matter what we are doing.
但愿我们能够像以利亚一样仍然听见他微小的声音。
I hope that we can be like Elijah and be able to hear God's gentle whisper.
但愿我们能够像以利沙一样，无论在什么环境，在这个先知学校他受训练的时候，他仍然能够看到问题的关键。
And that we can be like Elisha, that even when we are being disciplined and we are being taught, that we can see the problems.
那么这些人都有一个共同的特点。
All these people have one thing in common.
第一
，First，
他们对神的子民有一份永远不泯灭的责任感。
They all feel responsible for those people of God.
他们这个心永远不会泯灭。
Their heart will never,
永远不会消失的，
will never disappear.
所以他们不选择 逃跑，他们不选择回避。
They don't choose to run away. They don't choose to turn around.
他们选择祷告，他们选择寻求。
They choose to pray and they choose to search further.
我们讲这话，并不是说，哎呀，大家千万不能离开这个教会哈，大家都留在这里。
When we're saying this, we're not saying for you guys all to stay at this church and to not go away.
离开这个教会并不是重要的。
I say leaving this church isn't what is important.
而是离开这个教会是不是真正我们解决问题的方式呢
？Is that leaving this church is this the true way to deal with the problem?
我们所盼望的。不是我们去逃避找到一个没有问题的地方。
What we hope for isn't to run away and to find a place with no problems.
而是说主啊我在这里求你使用我。
And to say that God I am here, please use me.
无论在什么样的环境里面。
No matter in what circumstances.
主先保守我们自己不向那些拜巴利的人屈膝。
Pray that God to strengthen our hearts to not be like those who pray and worship God.
然后使我们的心专一面向他。
So that we can be one-hearted and follow God.
然后我们能够明白跟他的心意当中有这样的互动，能够明白他的心意。
And so that we can have this relationship with God and understand His will.
然后被他使用。
And to be used by Him.
成为一个时代的神手中的工人。
And to be a worker of God in this century.
能够成为这个时代的祝福。
And to be a blessing in this era.
使我们爱他的心。
So that the heart, our heart that loves Him.
使我们对待神的子民的那份责任。
And so we can feel the responsibility to our brothers and sisters.
能够在神的同在的里面。
And that we can be with our brothers and sisters.
都能够做成。
And that we can do this.
但愿在座的各位。
And we hope that our brothers and sisters who are with us today.
我们都能够有这样的心智。
We can all have this heart and attitude.
成为这个时代的七千分之一。
To be the one in 7,000 in this century.
愿神祝福我们。
Pray that God will bless us all.